Time to recap Red Willow County Commissioners meeting number one for the month of November. County Commissioner Ted Gantz, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Doing good. Doing great. Of course, County Courthouse was closed on Monday with Veterans Day, moving the meeting to Tuesday. That's why we're here on Wednesday.
That's correct. You bet.
All right, let's get right to the agenda from last night. First of all, anything on citizens' comments?
Well, we didn't have really any citizens' comments, but we did have Jamie Mockery and Will Engel stop by to sit in on our meeting. They're with the Southwest Nebraska Institute of Leadership, and so they just kind of sit back and observe the meeting and how it goes, and we were glad to have them.
Review accounts payable claims.
We did. We went through all of the invoices and bills that come into the county, and we looked through all those, and you bet.
Board of Equalization meeting, Lori Stevens, Deputy Assessor on present tax roll corrections.
Yeah, Lori had one. It was a number 13. It was for a mobile home that was actually moved off the existing property. It's an accelerated tax for the amount of $942.17. And she only had one there. Yes, sir.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that. And Crystal Dack, Treasurer on present distress warrants.
Yeah, Crystal brought us up a copy of there's 59 distress warrants. These are unpaid on personal property and leased land with mobile homes. The total amount not paid for is $146,068.91. The sheriff will issue paperwork for those distress warrants, and then hopefully we get some people caught up that way. You bet.
I was gonna say, 59, is that a pretty high number?
I think that's pretty average. I think maybe last year was 63, so it's pretty close. But yeah, you bet. And so yeah, just got to take care of that stuff.
McCook EDC requests support for fiscal year 25-26.
Yep. Amanda Engel and Charlie McPherson stopped by, and we visited for quite a while about the different projects that they have going on within the city of McCook and surrounding areas. And we talked about the North Point Addition, five single-family homes. They're looking to have that completion somewhere around the end of this year of 2024. Kind of house ranges from, you know, the price range from about $350,000 to $400,000 is what they're looking for on that North Point. We also discussed the duplexes up on the reservation there. They're looking, you know, part of those duplexes being finished up here at the end of 2024. We've also visited about some of the 2025 projects that they have going on. Possibly some commercial and some residential availability possibly on the new land that was acquired for the ballpark. So we kind of discussed there's some of their options there. And last year we contributed $2,500 to them, and this year we went up to $2,750, so a 10% increase on our contributions to Medic there. And you bet. So hopefully we can keep moving forward and doing some good things for the area.
Yeah, those two have been busy last couple of months.
They have. They have. They don't let the grass grow. Mm-hmm. You bet.
Consent agenda had some items there as well.
Yeah, we had item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approved counts payable claims. We approved that in the amount of $261,195.06. We also, item number three was authorized signing of Medicare compliance letter. This would be for Hillcrest Nursing Home. Essentially, Medicare needs this verification that the county is the owner of that property. And so we completed that, signatures on that. And then also item number four was authorized chairman signature on NDOT map. The only changes that came with this was some in the city of McCook outside of Red Willow County. That was the only area that was kind of affected. And it was based off of the 2020 census data. And so you bet. And so we approved all four items on the consent agenda, Rich. We also had some correspondence from the Department of Environment and Energy. It's a permit for Ruggles Farm, Inc. Again, this was a feedlot expansion. We've kind of been dealing with this for a little bit. Zoning, Planning and Zoning has already approved that. But Environment and Energy gave us kind of their synopsis and the drainage and so forth. And so everything looks like it's good there. We also had a couple reports, one being from the clerk of the district court, a monthly report. Clerk of the district court took in the amount of $1,133.87. And then we also had a quarterly report from the household hazardous waste. In this quarter, household hazardous waste, I'll just kind of go through some numbers here. They have over 6,333 pounds of paint. They took in 2,713 pounds of pesticides, and then 478 pounds of light bulbs, and 2,315 pounds of flammable liquids. So that's some of what they took in, most of all is what they took in this quarter. I know we talked about that, you know, in the winter months, things kind of tend to slow down when people stop cleaning out garages and shops and so forth. And so just an FYI, so if they're in their normal hours of operation, if nobody is there, the gates should still be open. And if you would like, you can leave some of that stuff there up on the driveway, on the concrete there on the north side of the building. So we received those reports, and that took care of it. It was pretty short and sweet. We adjourned at 10 o'clock. So
yeah, pretty quick meeting, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty quick. That's all right. You know, sometimes it ebbs and flows. Sometimes we know it goes longer, and sometimes it's shorter. So you bet.
Next meeting is going to be held when?
November 25th.
25th.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
The week of Thanksgiving.
Week of Thanksgiving. Yes, yep. These holidays are... It's that time of year. It's definitely fall, and I love this time of year myself, personally.
Yeah, I know, because big deer hunter right now.
The son, he filled his archery tag.
Really?
He did well, and dad's still looking.
You kind of wait till the...
Well,
or do you wait
I'm picky.
Till
yeah. I'm picky. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I choose not to shoot small stuff.
Right.
So I'm a little more picky. But
The big buck is out there someplace.
We're having a little bit bigger trouble this year finding that big buck. Yeah, it's little slim pickings.
He's just hiding from you.
He might be. You never know. Yeah. He might turn up yet.
And again, the Redondo County Commissioners meetings, folks are invited to come on and sit in anytime, can't
they?
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I say it most generally every time we have a radio show, but I just, you know, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, be sure to look us up. We have our numbers are available on the county's website. If you click on offices and go down to County Board of Commissioners, and you can click on the members, the three commissioners, and our phone numbers are listed there. And so you bet, if you have any issues, be sure to give us a call. And if you want to attend a meeting, absolutely, you're free to come up, and we'd love to have you.